Your Albia Hy-Vee is a full-service grocery store and pharmacy. We have fresh bakery featuring the best cake decorator in the county. Our kitchen can take care of your daily meal needs as well as all your catering needs. Our dairy department has the lowest priced milk in town. Our fresh meat department has the largest variety of hand-cut meats. Check out Albia's largest fresh produce department featuring locally grown seasonal produce as well as your favorite cut fruits and vegetables. Your Albia Hy-Vee has proudly been serving and generously supporting Albia and the surrounding communities since 1936.
Discover the unlimited ways you can say it in stone. Honoring the memory of a loved one with an enduring monument is a timeless tradition. More than simply stone, a memorial serves to remind all the time shared and moments cherished. Senate Pirschbacher Monument is available to help you choose the perfect monument to honor your loved ones. Senate Pirschbacher, your full-service funeral home, is locally owned and operated. Hometown service and care when you need it the most. Contact Bob at 641-932-5197 and let him serve you in the time of need.
High above the mass, high fidelity as we move along in the 3A action. Lots of storylines that go behind the scenes here. A few years ago, we met the nice lady that brings us up and down on the elevator, and she's still here. But Joe Millage has met the guardian to the press box. And he had a chance to catch up with our very own guardian. Takes care of us and makes sure nobody comes in. I don't know how Millage got in here. J-Mill, tell us about your interview.
That's right, guys. I'm out here in the lobby where all the press comes up to their press box suites. It's heavily guarded so that the riffraff and the general attendees can't get in. There's always a doorman here. We got to have the right credentials and the right wristband to get in. And today, it's being guarded by Richard Falsgraf. And Richard, how long have you worked here?
Well, I worked here ever since they opened up. I worked at the Vets Auditorium before that. That's an interesting thing, the way I started down there. I moved from Waterloo to Des Moines, and Maury John was just transferred up to Iowa State, and they were going to play Drake down at the old Vets Auditorium. So I had a guy in my church that was a controller down here. His name was Merton Barr. So I said, Merton, can you get me in that game? He says, yeah, I'll make a call. He said, are you willing to usher? I said, yeah, I'll go down and usher. So I went down and usher, and they not only let me in free, they paid me. So
unbelievable. That is great.
Now, I signed up.
Well, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'll be 91 in June.
Wow. And you're still getting around. You get all the way up here to the fourth floor, okay. How do you get to work?
I drive, yeah.
Park. No kidding.
Yeah.
A car?
Oh. Yes. Chevy Cruze.
Now, tell me a little bit about your background. I understand you're in the military.
Yeah, I was a World War II vet. I was drafted when I was in college and did my boot camp in Amarillo, Texas. I went to radio school Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Went to Madison, Wisconsin for a couple of weeks, and then they sent me down to Scottsfield, Illinois, where I took some more training. Then I was shipped overseas, and first went to Honolulu by boat. Then from then I flew. I was only in Honolulu about 6 days, and then I flew to Kwajalein. Stayed there about 7 days, and then I flew to Saipan. Transferred over to Tinian for about one or two months. Then came back to Saipan and was there till the war ended and got a discharge.
And you got home okay.
That was the best part.
Oh, amen. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, it's great having you as our doorman here in the press box at Wells Fargo Arena. And I guess if we need a radio man, we got one right here, right?
Yeah, that's right.
A radio man from the military taking care of all the radio announcers and radio broadcasters here, guys. And Richard Falsgraf, our doorman here. And Richard, I just have to tell you that while we've been talking, six people went by without their wristbands on.
You should have stopped them.
I'm kidding you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
All right, that's Richard Falsgraf, guys. Back to you.
Did you really ask him a car?
He's 91.
Well, let's tell the real story. How we found out he was 91. Joe got taken down. The best takedown of the night came at the hands of the 91-year-old. He did not wear his bracelet. Millish tried to sneak in here, and I'll be darned if he didn't get a single leg that led to a double leg right into a chicken wing, and Millish got flattened out on
the Iwo Jima right when he was taking me down. But, yeah, I just was surprised he's 91 still driving a car.
Well, I'm sure he wasn't in a horse and buggy because they don't have parking for a horse and buggy here. It's just very tight parking here.
But I am down by Zombie Burger, and I did that on purpose because I want to end up there later.
Yeah.
I'm smart.
But,
yeah,
we'll
here and eat our peanut butter and jelly. Don't worry about it.
I totally admire those World War II veterans.
Yes,
they are just a special class of people, and we're losing them.
Greatest generation.
Every day, and it's just great to meet one here at Wells Fargo Arena. I feel like we just caught a little slice of heaven
still
come down
working.
To Earth today.
That's just amazing. They still get up and work every day.
You didn't ask him, but I talked to him earlier. He said he walks 9 holes of golf every day in the summer.
Wow.
Yeah. 91 years old, walking his
if
local
we
golf
could
course.
Only be as lucky.
Willow Creek said where he plays.
Well, we are about through a 2A action. Coach, can you get us caught up with our final setups for tomorrow night?
I'm trying to think where we left off. I think I read the 160s, 170-pound finals. Be Isaiah Patton of West Des Moines Dowling. He'll face Max Lyon of, I'm not sure, EPWO, whatever EPWO is.
It's EPWO.
Yeah.
Epworth.
Yeah, all right, Epworth. 182 pounds. If I get this name right, it's Jared Cardena or Sedana. And he's going to face Mitch Otto of Sioux City East, 42-3. I believe Otto's number one ranked. And 195, where Isaiah Cox is going to be going for 7th and 8th place, you have Dion Meixel from Southeast Polk, one of many Southeast Polk wrestlers in the finals. And he'll take on Sam Cook of Fort Dodge, 39-1 on the season at 195. At 220, we do have Gannon Gremmel. We discussed the story earlier. Gannon lost his older brother earlier, late last year in November. And he continues his undefeated run and is in the finals and will possibly be facing Ethan Anderson as he leads his semifinal by a score of 8-3. So it looks like Gremmel versus Anderson, and we're waiting on the heavyweight matches to come to a close. Jake Marnin is currently of Southeast Polk, is in a 0-0 tie in the first period, and the other heavyweight match is Dalton Cool leads Tyler Clark by a score of 2-0 early in the first.
We're going to clear off these mats here at 3A, and they're going to head into 1A, the Consolations, and Brady Kiner will take the mat for Southeast Warren, and then we've got Martin's going to not be able to wrestle due to the concussion, so he will not be wrestling for Moravia. Then Nathan Fritz, Lane Bonder, Brett Wursta, Ty Schneider, Hunter Johnson, and Bryce Brown, all to come when we come back here to Wells Fargo Arena as we move from the 3As to the 1A Consolations when we come back high above the mats and in high fidelity. You're listening to your sports leader, KIC.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Alvia. Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Spring is right around the corner, and Quality Ag is ready to serve all your farming needs. Quality Ag in Albia and Melrose is your locally owned source for all your seed, fertilizer, and pesticides. Let Quality Ag be your hired hand. Get a jump start on your spring work by having Quality Ag custom apply your fertilizer and herbicide programs. Give them a call or stop in to discuss how they can serve your operation. Quality Ag in Albia and Melrose. Quality Ag thanks you for your business.
It's a great time to be a statesman. William Penn University of Oskaloosa offers you all the hospitality of a small community with the diversity and opportunities for growth that you would expect to find at larger state schools. Whether you're in or out of the classroom, on or off the field, William Penn University challenges students to work for success. How can they help you succeed? Visit wmpenn.edu to find out. Then schedule your campus visit today by calling 800-779-PENN. Make a statement. Be a statesman.
When you are in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Get your Hoyt bow and accessories at Bluff Creek Archery, 117 Washington Avenue East, Albia, Iowa.
The 3A matches are coming to a conclusion here. And we're going to get ready for some 1A consolation as we'll have Brady Kiner. Or let's check here, make sure Brady Kiner, Southeast Warren's going to come out here momentarily. Nathan Fritz at 145. Lane Boonder of Sigourney, Dakota. Brett Wursta, EBF. Ty Schneider, Southeast Warren. Hunter Johnson of EBF. And Bryce Brown, also of Sigourney, Dakota, here in just a moment as we move in to our 1A action.
Well, we'll run down some team scores if you want here in 3A. Not sure if everything is in at the close of the round yet, but Southeast Polk's kind of running the way with things. 165. Second place is Bettendorf with 128. Third place is Fort Dodge with 93. Otherwise, notables are going to be Oskaloosa with the big win by Skyler DeYoung. They're in 17th with 26 points. Keokuk's in 22nd with 20 points. Let me see. Fort Madison's in 12th place with 35.5. Ottumwa, 33rd place with 13 points. Their scoring days are about over. They can get a few more points out of them 7th and 8th yep. place matches. But
it's impressed, though, Ottumwa and Oskaloosa. Both Oskaloosa now with a chance for a championship. But both programs brought large number of kids this year. That's a really good sign for Ottumwa and Oskaloosa.
Yeah, really. They both brought five. You know, and I know Oskaloosa has had a rich tradition of bringing that. That's really what we're trying to do in Ottumwa is to keep this thing going, yeah. Get the guys here. You know, I said first time we ever sent five guys since 1988. The only other time we sent five was like 1928.
Well, I know when you were coaching and you were up here instead of being down there coaching, that that was the steps you were trying to take as a coach to get to the program where it would send not just a person, but multiples. And now five, and now it looks like the program's ready to take another step.
We know, as you heard Coach Winger earlier when we talked to him, the one thing that you can say as a coach is that you definitely can't say enough good about your junior high program, your youth program. And even though those guys don't get much of the recognition, that's the building blocks to every program. You know, so if there's any coach out there that doesn't recognize those guys, then they're doing it wrong, because that's the foundation of what you have, and you got to have good guys in place. And right now in Ottumwa, you know, we got Eric Griffiths, who's got a young son in there. Coach Frew, he's got a young son in the youth program. So I foresee that program staying strong. If those kids just stay with it, there can be a lot of Ottumwa Bulldogs and your local Southern Iowa kids.
Well,
wrestling
our
right
Southern
here.
Iowa youth programs, kudos to all those youth coaches. Nick Pickrell with the Young Bucks, but it goes around Southern Iowa. There's a reason why we're having the outstanding wrestling we're having here in this tournament. It's because of all the work that's being put on in the community. Let's get to action here as we get to 113-pound second-round consolations here for 1A action. Skyler Richter of Hinton on the mat, taking on Brady Kiner of Southeast Warren. We'll keep an eye out for Nathan Fritz. As we understand, Martin from Moravia will not wrestle at 120 pounds. But we'll keep an eye out here and see how it goes. Here's a shot in there by Richter, wiped off by Kreiner, but holding on to that leg. And now Kreiner in trouble. If he can find a way, he's going to get out and get a takedown himself. Now he's working on a tilt. Kreiner gets the takedown, trying to get the tilt in here. He's out in front, 2-0. Off to the side, though. He's got to be careful.
Yeah, I just looked on track. It is official where Nick Martin did forfeit that match. So Cologne from NECA, not sure what that is either, but Jeremiah Cologne advances with the forfeit over Nick Martin. And that's too bad for Nick. But you know what? He's a freshman. He's got
Absolutely.
Three more trips up here to make his mark.
Great freshman year for that young man. Brady Kiner out in front, 2-0 here. Skyler Richter, his opponent from Hinton. Breaking down to Richter is Kiner. 40 seconds to go in this opening period. Kiner trying to keep his hopes alive for a place on the medal stand. He's got to get it done here.
Kiner's getting a little bit high there, Jason. And,
he did a moment ago as well.
His opponent, Richter's, kind of trying to work out of the back door there to get the escape. But they're working right on the edge of the mat. Kiner's still leading 2-0.
Well, he's got that leg hook in there.
Well, every match for Southeast Warren becomes crucial at this point. They're currently in third place in the team standings. They're 7.5 points behind Clarion Goldfield. I know Clarion's got a couple of wrestlers in the final or in the semifinals. So we need to keep scoring points. If we can find a way to get the major decisions, the pins, those sort of things, Southeast Warren's got a chance to climb right up.
Three semifinalists for Southeast Warren. Right now, though, and the consolation side is Brady Kiner.
Kiner,
48-3. The sophomore is going to take a 2-0 lead going into the second period.
And he was really working a single wing there on the left side. His time was expired. But if he had 5 more seconds there, I looked for him to walk that over the head and get some back points.
He's going to choose the down position to begin the second period with a 2-0 lead here. Kiner. Southeast Warren, the Warhawks. And they're on the tear here at this 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. Kiner trying to get out and get the escape. Locking of hands called. So that's going to be a point right there. Kiner, which oftentimes happens, was able to get broke free. Richter tried to grab around and grab the hands, the clasping of hands, and that's going to be a technical point earned by Kiner. Brady Kiner, the sophomore, with a 3-0 lead. Resets back at the center of the mat. Richter covers. Kiner gets to his feet, trying to separate the hands. Richter staying heavy on the hand, now drops to the leg. Kiner gets to his feet, but Richter right there on that right leg, picks it up, elevates that leg, and now Kiner does a great job of getting out of it. He's got a 4-0 lead here, 1:26 to go in the second period. Kiner, Southeast Warren, not only trying to get a win for himself, but his team.
Kiner pushing the action here. He's being the aggressor as he pushed Skyler Richter towards the edge of the out-of-bounds mat. Here they're going to bring it back into the center now. And, Kiner here is working east and west, trying to find an
angle. Look at that.
Oh, he gets in, takes a shot at an ankle pick, able to get kind of a shuck by there, and that should be 2 points there.
He's got that, what they call that funky leg, and he's got that funky leg. If he just comes behind the arm, he should have the two.
Might be able to get the tilt over. He's got him stacked up right here. Can he get the pin? Can he set back? He's going to get the back points here. Kiner's going to get a five-point move here for Kiner. He's got the takedown, and then the three back points earned right there, and now an 8-0 lead or 9-0 lead here for Kiner of Southeast Warren. Really doing a great job. Bonus points for the team right now if he can hold on to this lead with a major decision. But he wants more.
25 seconds left to go here in the second period.
Your official of the match is Bloomfield's Jim Kaberski.
Yeah, I see him around a lot. Really good guy. Yeah. So many good people in this in the profession. Takes the right kind of person to put the stripes on and a whistle.
And, I heard somebody asking Coach Cochran here last night if we was going to see him doing some officiating here sometime in the near future.
He's been doing a lot up here today.
I don't know. I've debated. I don't know.
It's kind of nice. It'd be good for the sport. We need to, need to keep people who are articulate about the sport, who can be great ambassadors, and also that know the sport enough that they can make sure that these matches continue to be as officiated as well as they are.
I thought you were going to say we need young officials.
Well, I wasn't going to go that far.
Both wrestlers on
the field. You are younger than me, aren't you? Or older than me, I should say.
Minute 45 to go here. Brady Kiner, Southeast Warren. He leads 9-0.
I don't want anything to do with you, Coach. I'm just saying. Here's a shot in there.
Oh, Richter tries to get an Olympic headlock here, but Kiner does a good job of posting.
Steps over.
Gets the two-point takedown. He's going to lead now 11-0.
Doesn't he look impressive?
Yeah.
Man. Really, Brady Kiner.
Really active here, really aggressive, and got a big lead now, 11-0 lead here with a minute and 15 seconds left to go in the third period.
Coach, so important right now. He's got the lead, but he wants to get those bonus points for his teammates.
Well, he's got one bonus point now, but if he can find a way to get a tech fall, that's 1.5. If he can find a way to get a pin, that's 2.
All those points are going to absolutely matter here as they want to get a top three finish for sure, and second place means we can tilt coming in here. Three back points are going to be earned, and that'll give him a 14-0 Oh, lead here. He's going to have to reset. 50 seconds and counting. Wanting a tech fall or a pin here to add to those bonus points. He's already got the major decision. 44 seconds, a 14-0 lead here. Brady Kiner, Southeast Warren, the Warhawks, on a tear here at Wells Fargo Arena.
You know, as a coach, I don't know, you got 45 seconds left. Do you go for the pin? I mean, try to get the pin here, or do you cut him and try to take him down, get the tech fall?
He was looking to, he's looking for a pin here. Has that arm, tries to bar it back, puts the wing in. Can't see if...
We need to tell Kaburski to move out of the way.
Yeah, he's got that bald head in my way, and I can't see. Now the double chicken wing put in, 23 seconds to go. Can he turn this thing over? He's going to lose it. Give up the escape now. He's got to get a takedown for the tech fall. And he does. He gets the...
Not yet.
There we go. There is a tech fall, 16-1.
Match over.
Yep. And they're going to call it...
Yep, tech fall. 16-1 with 7 seconds left.
Wow, he gets the extra points for his teammates. Brady Kiner, the sophomore, gets his 49th win of the season. Can he get number 50? Well, we're going to find out as we keep wrestling through here. 1A Consolations. Brady will wrestle again later tonight. That will take place at about 8:45 as we move into the 1A semifinals and third round consolations. But, gentlemen, he's going to be up on that podium. And with that kind of an impressive win, that, Joe Sinclair, was impressive.
That was a great tech ball. Just a really workmanlike approach there by Kiner for Southeast Warren. You know, they got some Melcher Dallas kids, some Saints working in there with Southeast Warren right now, a consolidated wrestling district, and just a great job there by Brady Kiner, and he's going to push and try to get some third-place points for his Warhawk team.
Well, Nathan Fritz from Sigourney, Kyoto, along with Lane Boonder, Sigourney, Kyoto, is going to be on deck here momentarily. So we will take a timeout, come right back as we move along here in the 1A Consolations. We'll move to 145 when we come back. You're listening to your sports leader, KIIC, High Above the Mats and High Fidelity, all over the world at www.kiicradio.com. And we'll be right back.
No matter what stage of life you're in, Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, gives you the coverage you deserve through Simply Blue Health Plans. Choose from more than 20 coverage options, from traditional to tax advantage plans. Plus, get peace of mind knowing that you're covered by a name you know and trust. That's the difference of blue. For information, call Eric Powers, an authorized independent agent of Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield, 641-932-3171. Eric Powers at G&P Insurance.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in and register, or to learn more about the Streamline Wellness Program, go to mchalbia.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
Shop and save at your hometown home-owned Jim and Charlie's affiliated foods for selection and quality. Save this week on Surefine Chunky Chicken Noodle and Beef with Vegetable Soup in 18.5-ounce cans, just $2 for $3. Halo Clementines in 5-pound boxes are $4.99 each. Totino Pizza Rolls in 19-ounce boxes are $3.49 per package. Always savings and always selection at Jim and Charlie's.
I'm Jim Vanderbeek of the Proline Building Company. Proline's high standards for quality, honesty, and customer satisfaction keep us busy. We work hard to get the job done right and on time. If you're hoping to build that agricultural, commercial, equine, residential, or storage building yet this year, don't wait. Our calendar is filling up. Visit our website today.
Visit iowadreambuilder.com. Hi, I'm Lana Sohn, Executive Director of the Homestead of Albia. At the Homestead of Albia, we offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock caring staff, you have the assurance that assistance will be there when needed most. I invite you to explore all of the benefits associated with assisted living. To schedule an appointment, please call me at 641-932-2102 or visit our website at www.homesteadofalbia.com for more information.
Leffler Dirks is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231. Leffler Dirks has the latest technology with GPS-guided dozers to provide precise guidance in all your projects. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 for all your earth-moving projects, including ponds and terraces. That's Leffler Dirks at 641-226-2231.
Ladies, trust me, for Valentine's, give your guy something special, something different. Stop into Penn Central Eye Clinic in Oskaloosa and check out their brand new selection of Oakleys. Oakley is a name associated with quality and durability, and these sunglasses are subjected to rigorous testing to ensure enhanced strength and safety for the wearer. Construction, hunting, sporting, cycling, any guy on the go can depend on a good pair of Oakley sunglasses. Let Dr. Ells at Penn Central Eye Clinic help you pick out the perfect pair for your rugged outdoorsman.
Your Albia Hy-Vee is a full-service grocery store and pharmacy. We have fresh bakery featuring the best cake decorator in the county. Our kitchen can take care of your daily meal needs as well as all your catering needs. Our dairy department has the lowest priced milk in town. Our fresh meat department has the largest variety of hand-cut meats. Let our doctors of pharmacy take care of all your pharmaceutical needs, including immunizations, prescriptions, medication management therapy, and over-the-counter advice. Your Albia Hy-Vee has proudly been serving and generously supporting Albia and the surrounding communities since 1936.
Well, right along here, Monday consolation action. 132 is going to be the 145 here in a moment. Nathan Fritz, Sigurd Nikita, Lane Boonder. Sigurd Nikita going to be on the mat, along with Brett Wurst at 170. Ty Schneider, another Southeast Warren Warhawk, going to come out. Hunter Johnson at 195 for EBF, followed up with Bryce Brown, 285 for Sigurd Nikita. A little reminder, big day in Albia tomorrow, the Albia Archery Invitation. Richard Montgomery putting that program together. He's got a great thing going for our young archery enthusiasts. As 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, they'll get things underway. Over 400 archers will come to Albia. And Albia has a chance to send 18 kids to state tomorrow. So we'll be rooting for all those young people over at the Albia High School. And congratulations to Richard Montgomery for putting that program together. A lot of fun and a great opportunity for our kids to learn a new sport.
Also, so, big evening at the Knights of Columbus. They've got their benefit fish fry for the...
Darlene Maddie, she won a free meal. I don't know if she's got picked up her free pass or not.
Also, it was Ross Stansbury, Sarah Summers, Tom Hastings, and Todd Jensen winning free meals at the
Your
Knights
name
Columbus
is on
fry.
The list.
Yep,
you just show up
right.
And enjoy.
All right.
Well, we've had a great day of wrestling here, and it's just getting started, guys.
Well, the whole thing is coming down. It's crushing into a tight spiral right now, and it's really going to get tight when we get the 2A team out here at 7:30. That last session of the day is going to start. It'll be the 2A semifinals and the third-round consolations, and then we'll have the 1A semifinals and third-round consolations. And, boy, it is going to be tight in Wells Fargo when we get that going.
Huge crowd here for the 1A and 3A. Just an enormous crowd. It's starting to thin out a little bit as we work our way through this consolation round here in 1A. 145, Nathan Fritz is going to come out. But let's take a look, gentlemen, if we could, at the 1A team scores, because the Warhawks from Southeast Warren are within striking distance. Got another big win. Brady Kiner will be wrestling in the medal rounds.
Right. Albernette leads it with 65 points, and they've got pretty good distance, 23 points between them and Clarion Goldfield. They're in second. Right in there with them is Southeast Warren Liberty Center. They're 4 points back of Clarion. and they're 7 points clear of Gilbertville Don Bosco. And Hardware comes home for third place. And I know Southeast Warren Liberty Center, Melcher Dallas, they want to bring some Hardware back to.
Absolutely.
They've already got some Hardware in the team duels, and it'll be really, really cool for them to get the individual tournament result that brings them home some more Hardware.
What a fun year it's been for the Warhawks, and I know all of them are so proud, and we are so glad that you have joined us here at Wells Fargo Arena. You have got three semifinalists. You've already got one wrestler that will be certain to be on the podium. And then, of course, here in a little bit, Ty Snyder will have a chance at 195. And to have five wrestlers wrestling four medals, Joe, that is a huge, huge accomplishment.
Well, they've got a great squad there, and it's going to be fun to watch them as we have the big medal round tomorrow. That'll be our morning session tomorrow. We'll be out here at 10 o'clock in the morning, a little bit of a later start for you folks. If you got chores to do tomorrow, get them done early so that you can be listening on the radio while we have the medals matches. And those are going to be between 10 and 2:15 tomorrow. And then we'll have a long break and a three-hour break. And we'll be back here at 5:45. At 6 o'clock, we have the Grand March. And then the finals will be after the Grand March. And the finals, we're hoping that as we march our way through these semifinal matches, that we're going to have some Southern Iowa wrestlers like Carter Isley, Bradley Irwin, and some of these 1A guys like Jaron Glosser on the mats for the finals.
Well, we got Gabe Rupke and a chance to do the same thing.
On the mat now, over here on mat number two, we got Gabe Henderson from Southeast Warren. And he's going to be taking on Alex Yedlick of Lone Tree. And just underway here, both wrestlers on their feet.
All right, let's get to action here. Gabe Henderson.
Henderson tries to hit a little duck under maneuver there with a minute and 30 to go here. But his opponent, Alex from Lone Tree, there's done a great job of sprawling out of that and getting separation away from Henderson.
Nathan Fritz will come out momentarily for Sigourney Kyoto, but right now it is Henderson trying to get the win for the Warhawks. Henderson. 14-2, a senior.
Henderson trying to work some sort of an angle, but Alex, he tries to hit a single leg. Henderson does a great job of sprawling out, now tries to shoot in on his own. Minute left to go here in the first period. Lots of action. Wrestlers back to the center of the mat here. Collar tied up.
No score, first period action, 145.
Henderson needs to try to work on passing that elbow and getting that single leg shot.
Very active. Got that left wrist wrapped up pretty tight. Don't know what may have caused it.
Yep, wrestler's working here close to the outer bounds circle. In a front collar tie. Yedlick in on a single leg there. Henderson does a great job of sprawling out of it. Resetting ourselves back to the center. 21 seconds left to go here in the first period. Still nothing. Gabe Henderson, Southeast Warren. And Jason, getting ready to come out here on mat number six. You got Nathan Fritz. You want to bring that one, and I'll stay here with him.
I got the Fritz contest, and then Joe's going to keep his eyes open. Lane Boonder is going to be coming out here just momentarily.
Yep, time's going to expire here in the first period. And nothing. Gabe Henderson and Yodlik is going to win the toss, and he's going to defer and give that chance to Henderson to gain the first points here. Henderson's going to elect to go in the bottom position. Yedlick will be covering. Henderson needs to hit a quick stand up here on the whistle. He tries to hit a quick switch, but Yedlick does a good job with that deep waist and brings him back in. Henderson up on his base. Trying to work a stand up. Yedlick got the head in the hole. Oh, he's trying to work that chicken wing. Trying to get Henderson tilted. Henderson does a good job of getting back to his belly. No points there. Nothing. Minute 38 to go here in the second period.
Boonder's going to be out here just momentarily. Fritz will be coming out as well.
Lane Boonder coming out right now onto mat number six.
Looking for
Fritz. Fritz is it was showing him on mat six right there.
Yeah, they had him on mat six, and then they
that ended in a first period pin, and it looks to me like
wow.
Fritz must have got the pin because I believe that's Fritz with the pin. We'll get confirmation for you that, Sigourney Kyoto fans, because we got Lane Boonder right out here on the same mat. He's going out there
Yeah, Gabe Henderson here. He's still fighting off of his belly. No points yet. 54 seconds left to go here in the first period.
Yeah, Fritz with a 52-second fall. That's unbelievable. You were trying to move to get to the mat, and track wrestling couldn't get us there quick enough. Fritz, in 52 seconds, gets the fall for Sigourney Kyoto.
Dylan Blind's on the mat against Lane Boonder right now. He's on the same mat that he saw his teammate get a 52-second fall. He's trying to work an underhook. He's got the cow catcher in, and a nice job there by Blinds to get out of that, but it's a good job by Boonder to get behind, get leg control, take him down to the mat, and get the first 2 points in the match.
Henderson over here, Southeast Warren, finally gets the escape here with 15 seconds left to go. Now he leads that match 1-0.
Akron Westfield's Dylan Blind is on the mat. He's being controlled by Lane Boonder, a 2-0 score. Now sit-out switch by Blind, and they're off the mat, and we have got a one-point escape. Nice sit-out move there for Blind to get out. 2-1 the score now.
Time's going to expire here in the second period. Henderson of Southeast Warren, your Warhawk, will be going into the third period with a 1-0 lead.
These are second-round consolation matches. We're going to set this up for you, folks. This will be the difference between wrestling for third-place points or best you can do is fifth. Lane Boonder on his feet. He's wrestling against Dylan Blind. Blind in there on a single leg. Nice job getting separation by Boonder. Boonder leads 2-1 with a minute to go in the first period at 152 pounds. This is Class 1A action here for you, folks. We're going to take an hour-long break after this session is over, and then we'll be right back with the Class 2A and 1A semifinals to set it up for you for tomorrow's exciting place medal action.
Yedlick going to start in the down position here to start the third period. Henderson covers, and Yedlick's going to get the escape here. It's tied up 1-1. Henderson trying to work past the elbow here on the collar tie of Yedlick to get a shot in here. Nothing going on here.
Oh, great spin behind there by Boonder, but a sit-out switch to follow by Blind, and Blind gets a takedown on what seemed like a sure score for Boonder. That was just a great athletic move by Blind with the sit-out switch just as he was being taken down to the mat by Lane Boonder. Now Boonder trailing 3-2 now, gets a stand-up. Good job getting back down onto the ankles, and Blind takes him back down, and he will go to the second period, leading 3-2. Boonder down by one for Sigourney Kyoto.
These matches brought to you by Pete Harkness, Lockridge Lumber, DeVore Holmes of Knoxville, and Belzer Equipment of Albia.
Going to get a little bit of a blood timeout over here, but right before that happened, Gabe Henderson here gets taken down by his opponent, Yedlick of Lone Tree. Henderson now trails 3-1 with a minute 18 left to go in that third period action.
All right, we've got Lane Boonder in the down position to start this second period. He trails 2-1, and now he tries to sit out, and he's got a little bit of leverage, and he's got his opponent reversed, and he's got him on his back. Lane Boonder grabbed the head and was able to put his opponent, Dylan Blinds, on his back. He's got him chest to chest and pins him. What a great move there. Boonder's opponent, Blinds, his legs were flailing back and forth. His hips were moving back and forth, but his shoulders were stuck to the mat like glue. It's a pin, back-to-back pins on mat six for Sigourney Kyoto at 152 pounds, falling 145.
You want to be on mat number six if you're from Southern Iowa, because right now it has become pin central as both Sigourney Kyoto wrestlers get a pin on mat number six.
30 seconds left to go here in the third period. Henderson gets the escape. He trails now 2-3. Wrestlers on their feet. Henderson trying to work a takedown here, but Yedlick doing a great job of fighting him off here. Out of bounds. Going to reset back here in the center.
Rocket fans, Brett Wurst is going to be out here in just a moment at 170. Ty Schneider of Southeast Warren at 195, along with Hunter Johnston. We're going to bring all those matches to you here shortly.
And with 10 seconds left to go here, Henderson's going to get taken down. He's going to trail now 5-2 as time's going to expire. Gabe Henderson goes down by a decision to Alex Yedlick of Lone Tree by a score of 5-2.
All right, that'll be the last 145-pound match that we see being competed out here right now, and we'll start to roll into the 160-pound matches as we work our way through the second-round consolations here in Class 1A at Wells Fargo Arena, and we are at the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. And Jason Summers, we've seen a lot of action here, and these are excellent wrestlers, but this Class 1A, cream of the crop that we are going to be looking at this evening in the semifinals, I can't wait to see the kids like Jaron Glosser, Carter Isley, Bradley Irwin out there on the mat competing and bringing the action.
We have a lot of wrestlers in 2A and 1A with an opportunity to go to the finals That's a lot of pressure on these young men. DeYoung, already of Oskaloosa, is going to be in the finals to force. But some really great wrestling ahead of us in this
Lane Boonder.
7:30 and 8:45 contest are going to be real important for 2A and 1A. Let's go down to Joe Millage, caught up with Lane Boonder.
Lane, congratulations. You were behind there in the middle of your match. What happened to turn things around?
Well, I was able to get out front into the front headlock, and I was able to throw the arm over and get in the cow catcher and get him to his back that way.
Did you ever feel like you were in trouble earlier on?
Earlier on when he got out and then he took me down again, I was thinking this is going to be a pretty tough match.
What was your coach saying to you?
He's saying, you got to keep going hard. You can't quit.
All right, so congratulations. You continue on?
Yep, we continue on to tonight.
And a lot of great fan support up here from Sigourney and Kyoto.
Yep, we have a lot of people up here, and it's really nice.
All right, very good. Lane Boonder, congratulations.
Thank you.
That is your Quality Ag wireless mic. Joe Millage down there, Matt's side, as we bring you that interview. Sigourney Kyoto, back-to-back pins. Right now, I-35 at 160 is on the mat. Sal Arzani, 32-8, the junior, taking on Trent Kruger.
Text in there from Mark and Marley Griner from Kyoto. Say congratulations, Fritz and Boonder. And they are a pair to draw to there for the Sigourney Kyoto Savages.
Brett Wursta at 170 coming up. But right now we have Sal Arzani on the mat here. Mat number two.
Arzani out there with the 2-0 lead in his match. And there's a reversal by Schumacher. I believe that was a reversal. Ties that thing up 2-2. And now we're counting some. Yeah, 2-2. That's on mat number one.
He did not get the reversal. They did not give it to him, and they'll go off the edge of the mat. It's still 2-0. Boy, a real close effort there, but a takedown was not a race there.
So Arzani at a 2-0 lead, going, covering his opponent, Kruger from Sibley Okiden. There are 20 seconds left in the first period of that 160-pound consolation match. I-35 Truro's Sal Arzani on top. Covers on the left side. Stand up by Kruger. Kruger gets to his feet. Tries to get separation. Arzani brings him back. And he's got to slam him down and gets a pinning combination. And there are two back points. And they call two back points and an injury timeout. Kruger came down hard. I believe, well, he didn't call a penalty. But I believe that the knee of Arzani and Kruger's shoulder came down simultaneously. Yeah. And it looked like a tough pressure on that shoulder. It's the left shoulder of Trent Kruger, and he's being attended to by the medical staff. And we're gonna have a quick little break here.
We're gonna have a really good 170 match or 195 matchup. Ty Schneider, a Southeast Warren, Hunter Johnston, and Eddie Blakesburg Fremont. That is gonna be our 195 matchup to come. Southern Iowa matchup, and that'll be a lot of fun.
Well, while we got a little break in the action, we might be able to send it back to the studio for just one or two quick messages while we see how Trent Kruger fares from his injury.
He's getting up.
And he is getting up.
Gotta shake that off. Let's get a real quick timeout, though. We're going to be right back here. 170 coming. Brett Wursta, Ty Schneider, Hunter Johnson on deck, along with Bryce Brown of Sigourney Kyoto. But we'll be right back here at Wrestling, your Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament, High by the Mouth and High Fidelity, KIC.
We plan for so many things in life. Birthdays, anniversaries, graduations, weddings, all the special events in our life. There's one event we tend to overlook, our final farewell. Why not take the pain of this burden away from your loved ones? Sennett Pirschbacher Funeral Home can help you with the pre-planning and financial areas of your funeral. Call me at 641-932-5197 and let me or my staff help you with your plans today. I'm Bob Sennett, Sennett Pirschbacher Funeral Homes.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in and register, or to learn more about the Streamline Wellness Program, go to mchalbia.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
Hi, this is Mary Little with Avenue of the Saints Amphitheater in St. Charles, Iowa. We're proud sponsors of the Albia Blue Demon Wrestling Team, and we're very proud they made it to state this year. Go Big Blue! We've brought to you two great shows this summer. April 11th, Trailer Choir featuring Vincent Hickerson from Season 12 of The Biggest Loser. Opening for Trailer Choir will be Iowa's favorite band, Danny Grouse. Go to redtrucktickets.com now to get your tickets in advance for $10 apiece. June 13th, we have our annual Flashback to the 80s Fest featuring the following tribute bands: Night Train, AC/DC, Motley Crue, Kiss, and U2. Call 515-333-4628 or 515-783-6772 now to get your 80s ticket pricing at just $15 apiece. Go Big Blue!
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Brent Wurst on the mat here at 170 pounds for Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont, just underway here. That'll be going on momentarily.
They'll be
right
on
now,
mat number one. Meanwhile, Sal Arzani from I-35 Truro, his opponent Kruger from Sibley O'Caden is able to continue, and it's a 9-2 advantage in the third period there. Third period just starting, 9-2, Arzani on top in that one. All right, we've got Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont. Here we go, Brett Wursta. He checks in at the scorer's table, comes out, straps on the green leg bands. He's on the green Seidel mat. Seidel Eagles bring their Eagle mat out here to Wells Fargo Arena. They shake hands and we're underway. King from South Central Calhoun. Wursta, 170-pounder for Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont. This is the consolation match, round two. These are medal winners. There's Wursta working with hand control at the center of the mat. Nice little single leg in there by Jeff King. Good shuck back there by Wursta, but Wursta can't whizzer out of it, and a takedown for King 30 seconds into this 170-pound match. Wursta on his base now, gets up, gets hand control, a cradle now by King, and King works the cradle and chins him back. Wursta in a cradle, needs to kick out of this thing. Wursta had the stand-up, had his head down just a little bit on the stand-up.
Too close to his knee.
And King just, instead of cutting him, jumped up and hooked it up, and he got three back points out of it. Now 5-0, Brett Wursta trailing. And you nailed it, Coach Cochran. He just had his head too close to his knee on that stand-up.
Jordan Woodward of Lisbon. Jordan Woodward originally wrestled in Albia, taking on Daniel Bishop of Hinton, and they're just underway here at 170 pounds.
And that match is on... That's on mat five.
Yep.
And I'll keep track of that one. If you want, Jason, make sure that we don't miss anything from Worcester's match. Jordan Woodward got some Georgetown roots there for that boy.
Here's a shot in there and a counter by Wurster. Wurster counters and a throw attempt to go off the edge of the mat, right at the edge of the mat, 24 seconds ago. And Wurster trails here 5-1. Wurster nearly got a throw in there. Caught Jeff King a little bit. King recovered. 17 seconds to go here, first period. Wursta trailing 5-1.
It's Bishop from Hinton with the early takedown against Jordan Woodward. Worked in there on a single leg, hipped him in, and he gets that two-point lead. Now they're off the mat, out of bounds. It's Jordan Woodward from Lisbon. He's in the down position. He's covered by Bishop from Hinton.
We're going to the second period. Worst of trailing Jeff King of South Central Calhoun. 5-1 score here. And it looks like Worst is going to win the toss and elect to start this second period in the down position.
Tilt move in here by Daniel Bishop from Hinton. And he's going to get some back points on Jordan Woodward here as we progress through the first period. That's a 3-point near fall. That makes the score 5-0. Woodward down.
And an escape by Worsta. Worsta now trims the lead down to 5-2. On their feet. 12 seconds into this second period. 5-3. King of South Central Calhoun out in front of Brett Worsta of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. And a bull rush. And the takedown. An underhook and a bull rush there by King. And King, again, gets the takedown and a couple of more back points. Make it 3 back points. 5 count. And so King takes a 10-2 lead over Brett Worsta for the Rockets.
Salar Zaney match over here at I-35 is wrestler still injured. I think they've got to be about up with injury time. He leads 12-5. But I'm not sure if he's going to be able to continue the match.
We're going to go to the second period here. It's an 8-0 score. Bishop from Hinton on top of Jordan Woodward from Lisbon.
Worsta gets the escape. He trails Jeff King. 10-3 here. 50 seconds to go, second period. Worsta trying to work forward, trying to find an angle on King. King has had a couple of throws that have turned into back points, and that is the difference here. 10-3, your score here, 40 seconds to go, second period. Brett Worsta trailing Jeff King, 10-3.
Jordan Woodward in the down position to start this second period at 170 pounds for Lisbon. I'm sure he's got grandparents in Albia, Ron Woodward and Diane listening there.
Another bull rush underhook by King that leads to a takedown. No back points, but King now has a 12-4 lead as Worsta gets the escape. A single leg. And again, King this time will go off the edge of the mat. 10 seconds to go, second period. King very aggressive, right in on that single leg right there, giving up the escape. And they'll reset 10 seconds ago, second period.
Crossbody right in there by Hinton and a stand-up attempt by Jordan. And a good job there by Hinton. Grabs that arm and puts the guillotine in. So the guillotine being applied to Jordan Woodward right here at 170 pounds. Woodward trying to fight his way off of his back. He is stretched out in the guillotine.
170-pounder Brett Worsta for the Rockets trailing here 12-4. Just underway, third period.
Woodward able to get out of that thing, but it's an 11-0 lead for Bishop from Hinton now at 170 pounds. Class 1A wrestler from Lisbon is Jordan Woodward.
Oh, now Worsta comes from behind, gets the takedown, is going to give him the escape. 6-13. Did they give him the 2-point takedown? Yes, they finally did. They finally put the points up. 1:29 to go. Brett Worsta trying to work his way back in the comeback here. But trails by 7. Couple of big throws, underhooks that led to a takedown and back points for King, and that's been the difference. Here's a single leg attempt to buy King. Goes for elevation, and at the edge of the mat, gets another takedown on Brett Worsta. 15-7, or 6, your score now.
Jordan Woodward having his trouble with Bishop from Hinton, and it's a 13-0 score here with the third period about to start.
195 coming up. That's going to be a showdown, a Southern Iowa showdown. Ty Schneider, Southeast Warren, Hunter Johnson of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont to go here in just a moment. But Brett Worsta on the mat now, trailing 15-6. And he'll get the escape with under a minute to go in the third period. 15-7, your score here. It's going to take a big move, a pinning combination for Worsta to get back in this one. Tries the underhook. Nothing there. 40 seconds and counting, and he trails 15-7 here to Jeff King of South Central Calhoun. Here's a drop down by Worsta, elevation, but off the edge of the mat. Had a double leg attempt in there right at the edge. With 34 seconds to go, it's going to take a big move by Worsta.
And Jordan Woodward needed a big move, but he wound up trying real hard, got tech-falled by Bishop from Hinton, and congratulations, Jordan Woodward, a great effort out here.
Ty Schneider and Hunter Johnson now on mat number 6 and underway, just underway, the South or Southern Iowa showdown here on the number 6 mat.
The wrestlers are on their feet. It's Southeast Warren versus Eddyville Blakesburg Cremont at 195 pounds. And we're going to have a happy winner somewhere in southern Iowa.
3 seconds left in Brett Wurst's contest. And he trails 15-8. And he will go down to Jeff King. So Brett Wurst gets a loss in this second round of the consolations. He loses to Jeff King, 15-8, your final score. Let's get back here to this 195 Southern Iowa showdown.
Still no score at 195 pounds, where Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont's Hunter Johnston is up against Ty Schneider from Southeast Warren Liberty Center. Got a couple of seniors going after each other here. It's Ty Schneider, 44-3 on the season coming into this tournament, and Hunter Johnston, 43-6 for Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont. They battled to a scoreless tie through the first minute here at 195. They reset it at the center of the mat, counting down through 50 seconds left in this first period. 195-pound action being brought to you today by Tharp Funeral Home and Dewey Motor in Albia.
7:30, we'll get the 2A semifinals. Carter Isley, Bradley Irwin will try to get their way up on the final three mats. And then we'll have our consolation rounds there for 2A and 3A.
The pummeling going on right here at 195 pounds. Ty Schneider with the collar tie on the right side of Hunter Johnston. Hunter Johnston trying to work an underhook on the right side. And now a little weak shot in there by Hunter Johnston. He's got to stop his momentum because the circle for out of bounds is right there. He sees it. So does Ty Schneider. And with 2 seconds left, they're off the mat out of bounds. And I think they're going to call that, they're going to call that the end of the first period.
Boy, what a contest here. Schneider, 44 wins. Hunter Johnston, 43 wins. Both seniors, both wanting to do well for their own school.
Schneider deferred the choice to Johnston, so Johnston will get a takedown and have the chance to bust out here and score the first points of this match. And he gets the stand-up off the whistle. Good job by Ty Schneider wrapping around the waist and getting him back to the mat. And now he's got Hunter Johnston broken down to the mat. Johnston back to his knees, gets his hands up. Crossbody ride in there by Schneider. Now he uses the corkscrew. Little deep waist now. Ty Schneider riding Hunter Johnston in the second period at 195 pounds. Half Nelson try there by Schneider. Wiped off by Johnston. Now Johnston broken down with a deep waist of Schneider. Schneider with the deep waist in on the right side. Bars the arm on the left. 123 here in the second period remaining.
Going back looking at some of the history, I see where Schneider and Hunter Johnston wrestled at the I-35 tournament with Schneider coming out on top 8-5.
8-5, well, no score here. And a stand-up and a trip back down. Schneider riding tough here at the state meet, that's for sure. Ty Schneider tries to work the leg now, hooks the ankle on the right side, breaks down. Hunter Johnston. Hunter Johnston, seemingly no answer here through the first minute, but now he gets to stand up, works to get separation, and is going to get loose. There's an underhook and an escape. Yes, 1-0. It's Hunter Johnston on top, 1-0. Now Hunter Johnston tries to hit a fireman's carry. It's right at the edge of the mat. He's got his hips up. If he get his hips under him, he might be able to hit a Kelly. But we're off the mat, out of bounds, and we'll reset it at the center of the mat in the neutral position. 36 seconds left in the second period.
This is a contest brought to you by Leffler Dirt Work, Sinclair Tractor, Double D Repair, Hy-Vee of Albia, Proline Buildings, and our friends at Eye Care Partners in Oskaloosa. 285-pound Bryce Brown. Singer Nikiota will be coming up here in a little bit. Blake Lawless, along with the Carter Isley will wrestle here at around 7:30, or they'll start the 2A semifinals in the third round consolations. Bradley Irwin, Gabe Rupke will also be on the mat for Southern Iowa. Brock Cavanaugh also be working for a chance for a third place finish. All coming at 7:30.
We're back to action here after the blood timeout. On our feet at 195. Hunter Johnston from Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont with a 1-0 lead. He got the escape right before the blood time. Now he's trying to work an underhook. He's got the underhook on the right arm. And there is a slip. He just slipped with the sweat and was not able to control that underhook. And a good job by Schneider ducking down, getting onto the leg. But now at the edge of the mat. A nice, nifty little roll there, and we have got a takedown for Hunter Johnston, and he's going for more, but he runs out of time. So 3-0 is the score. And that was a flurry of activity. So we've got 195-pounders. It's a 3-0 lead for Hunter Johnston. He's covering Ty Schneider off the whistle. Schneider gets the stand up. Johnston hanging on. He drops down, gets onto the leg, tries to trip, and goes off the mat out of bounds. Tried to roll up a cradle there, but they were off the mat. We only got through 15 seconds of that third period, and that was a lot of action.
Well, he caught that cradle in midair as they were hopping off the mat.
We saw that earlier in a match where stand-up attempt, and there was not enough separation between the knee and the head on a stand-up, and a flying cradle got put in, and I can't remember which wrestler we were watching, but it was a pin. All right, here we go again. Starting off here at 195 pounds. Johnston covers Schneider. Schneider with stand-up. Johnston's going to cut him. 3-1 now. Johnston leads. It's Eddyville over Southeast Warren. Ty Schneider on his feet. And it looks like we've got blood time again. So we will have a stoppage for blood time. They'll take care of that.
This match brought to you by First Iowa State Bank with both locations in Albia, the drive-thru, and, of course, in Eddyville. Machinery Appella and Dewey Motor Company.
We got the blood wiped off, and EBF wrestler Hunter Johnston with a two-point lead. He's in there 3-1 against Ty Schneider from Southeast Warren in a collar tie. Now an underhook try there by Johnston. He gets the underhook and a throw, wow, and it's off the mat.
.107 to go. It's a big match here for Southeast Warren. Obviously for Hunter Johnston, big matchup, but Southeast Warren trying to get a top three finish here as a team.
All right, at the edge of the mat, Hunter Johnston on his feet with a two-point lead against Liberty Center's Ty Schneider. Working for hand control, Schneider with the underhook on the left arm. And now a single leg shot in there by Schneider. And Johnston backs off the mat. And we're off the mat with 31 seconds to go at 195 pounds. There's Hunter Johnston. He's pummeling. He's got a thumb in the neck of Schneider. Schneider trying to work that underhook. Now snap down by Johnston. That doesn't work, so he gets the underhook. Looks like these two guys are going to try to do a throw. It's a two-point lead for Hunter Johnston, and there are only 10 ticks left on the clock. Schneider looks like he's going to try a throw here. He gets the underhook. With 4 seconds to go, he tries the throw, and good job there by Hunter Johnston. And it's a two-point takedown for Johnston and a two-point near fall as time expires. And really all that Schneider had to do there with 4 seconds, he had to try something crazy, and Hunter Johnston was ready for it. Hunter Johnston advances the score 7-1.
Congratulations, Hunter Johnston. Good sportsmanship. They give each other a big hug. Southern Iowa could not lose in that match. Congratulations to Hunter Johnston. Ty Schneider, 44 wins on his senior year. What a great campaign he's had. And tough loss for him, but great win for the Rockets.
Hey, we're going to have fun. We're going to have fun here. The medals round tomorrow. You'll see Hunter Johnston there, and he'll be competing for a medal for the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rockets.
7-1 decision there.
And I just heard a 285 call. Yep. Is that going to be Brock Cavanaugh, or is he
this
further
is
down
be,
the line?
Bryce Brown.
Brock Cavanaugh is 2A. We're in 1A.
Yep. Oh, yeah, we are in 1A.
Bryce Brown, though, at 285 is going to come out here momentarily for Sigurd Nikiota. Sigurd Nikiota here in the consolations. Two big pins. Fritz and Boonder. Back-to-back, same mat. Wouldn't it be poetic if... let's find out here. We might just get that one. Coming up here in just a moment, 285.
Well, Southeast Warren still hangs on to that third-place lead at 30. They got 38.5. Clarion Goldfield, 46.5 in second place. Albernette leading big with 67. The Gilbertville Don Bosco is in fourth with 31.5. Woodbury Central with 30. Sibley Oshedon, 29. So still a lot can happen here. That semifinal round is going to be crucial for Southeast Warren. see if they can't boost that score up and maintain in that top three.
They need to pick up some bonus points, though, don't they, Coach?
You know, bonus never hurts.
Bonus
it
never
hurts. You know, this is a tournament where you don't go out and tell a kid that, you know, hey, you got to get bonus. But if it's looking like it's going to get there, you've got to press the action to get it.
Yeah, you know, it's in a duel situation, you know, there's so much strategy that goes involved, you know, whether you bump kids around in weights, this and that. You get here in the traditional tournament, you're weighed in at a certain weight. You can't bump around somebody.
So. Hunter Johnston.
Go ahead and take it away there, Joe Millage. He's got Hunter Johnston with him, and let's hear what Hunter's got to say.
Hunter, congratulations. I don't know if your coaches wrestled more on the side than you did on the mat, but that was amazing.
Thank you. They were into it just as much as I was.
They're over there showing you some moves and stuff. I'm not sure if you're like, hey, guys, I got this.
The move they're trying to show me, I learned 30 minutes before I walked out there.
Now, wait a minute. I thought you knew all the moves. What are you talking about?
You never know everything.
What were they trying to show you?
There's a slide-by on the arm.
And they scouted this kid. Well, you wrestled this kid, same match, same kid last year and lost.
Yes, sir. By 1 or 2 points, I think.
So this feels really good, doesn't it? You're so pumped.
It's awesome. It's nice to get revenge on him.
Fist pump in the air to the fans, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so you wrestle again tomorrow.
Tonight.
Or later tonight, excuse me, yeah. So congratulations, and it was fun following that, Matt.
Thank you.
All right, guys, back up to you live.
All right, great job out of you, Joe Millage. We're going to wrap things up here in our 1A consolations and come back here at 7:30, 2A semifinals and third-round consolations. And, folks, Blake Lawless, Bradley Irwin going to go for a chance to get to the finals. Carter Isley with a chance to go to the finals. Gabe Rupi's going to come out along with Blake Lawless. And who am I missing here, gentlemen?
Blake's going to go for
Brock Cavanaugh.
Try to get a medal.
Yes.
He's the consolation already, semifinal.
They're going to go at the same time as the semifinal. So we are going to find out who will be wrestling on the medal stand tomorrow.
Yep.
Blake does have a medal right now. He's just trying to climb his way.
Get a third place finish.
If he wins, he'll be in the consolation semifinals. When he wins, he'll be going for the consolation semifinals. If something strange happens and he loses, he'll be going for seventh and eighth.
Yes.
Well, let's take a breather here as we get ready to take a quick timeout. We'll come back at 7:30, where you'll catch all the 2A semifinals and third round consolations, followed up at 8:45 with our 1A semifinals and third round consolations. We will know who will be our finalists when we come back in our next broadcast at 7:30. This is Jason Summers for Coach Kevin Cochran, Joe Sinclair, and Travis Apple saying so long from Wells Fargo Arena. We'll be back at 7:30. See you then.
They conclude that Saturday apparently is our favorite day to drink. How about that?
It's Macy's one-day sale Saturday with amazing deals of the day store-wide. Take an extra 50% off clearance for her, him, juniors, and kids. Save 30 to 50% plus an extra 25% on select fine jewelry.